for 61.5% from the free throw line. In the second half, from the free throw line, they shot 3 for 5 for 60%, for a total of 11 for 18 at 61.1%, so pretty consistent on that side of things. For the USA side of things, they fold it out. Individual scores, Nick Fletcher at 5, 4 of those coming in the first half, and he was 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Jake Beachy had 3 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Sean Faber, 6 points, 3 from a 1 3-pointer, and the other 3 from 3 free throws. He went 3 for 6 from the charity stripe. Sean McGregor had 13 points, and besides 4 field goals, so besides only had 5 free throws, he went 5 for 7 from the free throw line. Dan Rick had 8 points, 2 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And Brendan Ballard had 14 points, 6 of them in the first half, 8 of them in the second half. USA as a team shot 1 for 3 from the free throw line in the first half for 33%. Second half, 12 for 23 for 52.1, much improved, for a grand total of 13 for 26, 50% from the charity stripe. Final in Lakers, USA pulls it out 49-40 to stay perfect in the Greater Thumb West. We have some scores here. Let's see. Sandusky lost earlier in the night to Brown City by 13. So Brown City and Sandusky are now tied for second in the Greater Thumb East at 2-2 each. Then, let's see, Harbor Beach pulled out a victory over Marlette in Marlette, 63-48. So now, atop all standings, Ubley and Harbor Beach in a tie for first at 3-1. We have no score on the Bad Axe at Ubley game yet reported here in Lakers. So that's going to wrap things up in Lakers. John, I have closing thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a very entertaining game, very hard-fought game for the USA Patriots. I thought Lakers did a nice job coming out there and really doing a yeoman's effort as far as making this a very entertaining game, like we said. Also, it's a tune-up for districts. Believe me, they're going to see each other again.
Yes, they are. I believe they are on the opposite sides of the bracket, though.
Well, they're going to want to see each other then.
Exactly. Exactly. So, thanks for listening tonight, folks. You're tuned to WLEW. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll have to look at the schedule where we are. We'll keep you posted on that one. Just keep it locked on 102.1 FM, the station that rocks and rocks, shakes lakes, reaches the beaches, and yes, dare I say, rattles the cattle. You're tuned to WLEW. This is Clark Ramsey on behalf of John Mooney saying so long.